mindful moments start with us. Life is made up of mindful moments, and we're all on our own unique journey full of them. Even though all of our mindful moments are diverse, there are universal themes: love, happiness, fulfillment, and connection. When we come together to share our experiences and lessons learned, we feel validated, like there are other people out there that feel the same way we do. And my favorite thing to do as a manifesting coach is bring groups of people together to feel supported, connected, and accepted unconditionally. Our group coaching sessions are intended to do just that and so much more. And the next one is coming up on April 20th, 2024, and you are invited. It will be absolutely amazing to get us all together on a group coaching call, Reiki infused, of course, with the intention of clearing major manifesting blocks and whatever other healing your soul needs at that moment. I truly feel we could all benefit and learn from each other if we get together in a safe, open space. And that's exactly what this is. You get all the benefits of a full private session that include tarot, coaching, and Reiki, plus the camaraderie that comes with being in the presence of other mystics who are in the same boat as you. Come and get the manifesting help you need now and make magical connections along the way. Go to spirituallyinspired.co/group to join us on April 20th. Spots are limited, so don't wait to sign up if you're feeling called to be part of this group this time around. I cannot wait to see you there. You're tuning in to the Mindful Moments Challenge. Cultivate self-awareness in 15 days. Be sure to post your journey in our free Facebook group using hashtag mindfulmoments so we can support each other. Link in the show notes. Now, let's have some mindful moments together. Day 14, self-reflection and expansion opportunities. Expansion opportunity is the phrase that I use to describe all the various obstacles we face as we travel through life. Anything that gives you the chance to learn, grow, and implement what you've learned is an expansion opportunity. Consider your day-to-day internal chatter, your triggers, the patterns and cycles that repeat in your life. All of these are being highlighted by the universe in some way for you every day. These are your expansion opportunities, your chance for self-reflection. And how do we uncover our expansion opportunities? By being fully present in the moment, of course. Preferably in the very moment the expansion opportunity is making itself known. Self-reflection invites us to pause, step back, and gain a new perspective. It's a conscious effort to examine our thoughts, emotions, and actions without judgment, allowing us to uncover patterns, beliefs, and motivations that shape our lives. Through reflecting on our expansion opportunities, we gain insight into our strengths, our weaknesses, our desires, our fears, and the impact our choices have on ourselves and others. This self-awareness becomes a compass guiding us toward our manifesting goals and aligning with our values. Ideally, this is how it will all play out. You begin cultivating mindful moments every day through what you've learned during this 15-day challenge. The more mindful you live, the easier it is to pinpoint your unique expansion opportunities. Over time, you'll get better at noticing your expansion opportunities the moment they arise, the moment they are triggered for whatever reason. Then you'll have a whole slew of mindfulness and spiritual healing techniques to help you work through it. Then you'll start experiencing that specific expansion opportunity less and less as you implement what you've learned through self-reflection. So now that you better understand what an expansion opportunity is, it's time to be empowered. Self-reflection is not as common as you might think. I hate to admit it, but it's true. I feel as though it's very normal for people to not have the skill of self-reflection. In the spiritual community, however, it's pretty much the main thing that we do. But many people do not ever cultivate the skill of self-reflection. Fear is one reason why, and judgment is another. But luckily, more mindful moments helps us eliminate those blocks again over time. And since you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not in the camp of ever, never having self-reflected before. You've probably done it at least once already. Self-reflection can be a safe and empowering activity if we want it to be. Some people are really subconsciously afraid to self-reflect because they don't want to meet their minds. They don't want to face their demons, and they don't want to realize that they have things they could improve because that makes them feel less than worthy. But again, mindfulness helps us work through all those limiting beliefs so that we can move into our expansion opportunities with love and light and curiosity and joy. With a judgment completely eliminated, there is nothing to fear. Yeah, there is work to be done, like unraveling ingrained patterns and beliefs that hinder our progress, but it is nothing that you can't handle. The more self-reflection you do, the more resilient you become, and the easier it is to let things just slide off your back because you've grown, you've reflected, you've pushed through those things that were causing problems in your own inner world, and they no longer are problems for you in the outer world. Many who struggle with self-reflection may experience feelings of inadequacy or self-doubt. By approaching expansion opportunities with kindness and curiosity, all negative self-perceptions are challenged, and this helps us cultivate accountability and agency. You are not a passive bystander in your life. No one is. We all have the power to take ownership of our choices, actions, and impacts. Choosing to explore your expansion opportunities through the lens of mindfulness leads to healing, manifesting, and authentic alignment. There's a certain amount of detachment that happens when we mindfully self-reflect. Some don't want to detach from the version of themselves that they've created, and that's their journey. But if you choose to step back and reflect, there's a higher version of yourself that is available to you. It's more authentic, it's more magical, and it's closer to the divine than anything your ego could have ever constructed. So here are some quick tips for cultivating the habit of self-reflection without judgment. Be sure to give at least one of these a try today to get the most out of this challenge. Ask reflective questions. For example, what am I feeling right now? Why am I feeling this way? What patterns or habits are present in my thoughts and behaviors? And so on and so forth. There are endless resources out there about how you can ask yourself reflective questions. This is especially potent when you can do this at the exact moment your expansion opportunity arises, if that's possible for you. And that will get easier with time. Another thing you can do is build up your self-worth. Trust that you are worthy of all the love and abundance and joy and whatever else you want to manifest in your life, regardless of what has taken place in your past, regardless of how you behaved in your past. Challenging your current self only makes you stronger, not less worthy. And finally, embrace imperfections. Accept that self-reflection is a continual process of expansion and discovery. It's normal to encounter setbacks, confusion, or obstacles along the way, and choose to see the imperfections as opportunities for learning and refinement, not proof that you're not worthy of what it is that you want. Thank you so much for listening. This is going to wrap up today's installment of the Mindful Moments Challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow for more mindful moments. I'm Sarah Ray, your manifesting coach and crystal Reiki master. And as you go on your way today, know that I'm sending you an abundance of love, light, and inspiration. Blessed be.